just I just went out to the toilet and I was just telling my Malcolm, no, feel like I forgotten everything. Like when you go to the exam, no, you prepare everything day and night. And go to the exam hall, you feel like, man, I don't know anything, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, anyway, I feel like similar thing. But I know it is not me who is going to talk through this, and I want God to tell me what am I want to deliver it. God, it's not me, it's God who is going to tell us what we can learn from the scriptures. Now we see, I think the songs were wonderful today. Like when we are weak, I am strong. Yes, no, like when we are really weak, I feel weak now, but I'm sure God can strengthen me. Sure. So only God can help us to deliver. Okay, so before going to the message, let us pray for a minute. God Heavenly Father, thank you Lord for this afternoon time. Thank you Lord for bringing us here safely. I know the Sunday afternoon we can have a nice lunch and sleep at home or go to movie or things, but we chose to be here, Father, because we love you, because we wanted to follow your scripture. That's why we all made it here, Father. Thank you Lord for each and every one who came here. And God, please be with me as I'm going to talk, and help me to tell the right words, Father. You tell me, Father, what to talk, Father. And the scriptures I'm going to share, the scriptures we are going to read, the words we are going to talk, and it's going to let it be helpful for me as well as people who have come here, Father. Be with us and guide us. This is my name. Amen. Amen. So the topic here is, I think there's one more. There's a PPT there.
Yeah.
It is actually open one. Okay, so the topic here is finding strength in God. So I think you would have seen the scriptures already and the slide. So now we are going to see how we can find strength from God by reading the scriptures, or how it will help us. Okay. So to start with, how we can strengthen our physical body. A couple of you maybe can answer. Yeah. How we can strengthen our physical body.
My strength.
Okay. I don't know how it is going to turn that one. Anything else? Okay.
Weights.
Okay. Taking weights. Maybe doing some simple exercise at home, or like running and walking, and doing a lot of things like Mike does. Very fit man now. Too much of running, and you can see you're very lean. Okay. All this thing. And maybe you can go to gym. Yeah. Lift some weights. I don't know whether Mark is going, but. Seems to be, no?
It's all natural.
All natural, okay. Let's go. Okay. Some people may take medicines. They are saying, some people, I think the movie stars you see, they take medicine to become suddenly big. And they take some medicine to reduce, okay. So a lot of things are available, okay. But, it's not, there are a lot of diet plans also, you can see, this diet, that diet, only drinking food, only drinking, I don't know, there are so many things going on around. Okay, but how long it will keep a strength? Maybe sometime. Okay, maybe you stop your diet plan or back to your original weight. Okay, if you stop going to gym, maybe sometime after sometime you'll get the same thing again. No, you'll get back. So it is important that we continuously train ourselves, whatever it is, whether it is a physical body or a spiritual thing. We love to keep training ourselves. Now, some people, coming to the soul, how we can strengthen our soul? You see, in the world today, people listen to the motivational speeches. Okay, there are a lot of people who can tell you, about worldly things and how you can be motivated, how you can, do well. All this motivational speech, maybe give you strength for some time. Maybe, till you come out of the hall. Maybe for a week or something like that. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who read, motivational books. Keep reading, about happiness, how to get the peace, all these things. People can give a lot of, advice about it. But not from the Bible, outside the Bible. You can see a lot of outside. I was hearing the other day one of the Hindu speaker talking about that. He was talking about you should not react. You have to answer, right? You have to you have to wait and answer. Don't react it quickly. So a lot of people give advice, but I'm not really sure whether how long it will keep us going. Okay, and you can also see there are laughing therapy, so many, there are a lot of other therapies also available to keep your soul happy. Yeah, but all these things are temporary. I can definitely say you try it, okay, it's all temporary. Okay, and when I was in school, I tried some, meditation, all these things. Okay, I tried doing that, and they used to say, look at heaven, look at these, bring your mind to middle, all these things. I tried all these things, but it's all temporary. No, after some time I can see, you know, it's not really giving me a strength. So if you see, you know, if you look at the Bible, we will see from the Bible, there are a lot of examples where people are strengthened by God. Okay, and though they were able to be strong, you know, get stronger and stronger, not weaker and weaker. Okay, let me take some examples and let me talk about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You see here, okay, like when it was happened in the king of Nebuchadnezzar time, and they have been tested for their faith. Okay, all these friends, they were saying, no, God will take care of us. Okay, they were saying, let's see what they answered to king. Okay, I'm not going to read full chapter. You can see there, and I highlighted some points. It says, God we serve is able to deliver us from it. They were very clear. They were saying, no, we are not worried. The God whom we are worshipping, He will deliver us. He will take care of us. If you see here, now after that, if you see on the Daniel time, okay, it's in the same, Daniel also, he was put in a den, no, King Lion's den. And again, the king, no, Darius, he was like, he wanted to actually save Daniel. He was like saying, no, but he was given up to the people, actually. You see, there are no people who are like, pressurizing him, saying, no, you have to put him in the den. And they have put in, no, they put in, but you can see that again. Okay, let's see what. Yeah, so if you see the verses there, it says, and he was saying, my God sent his angel. Okay, let me see, I think I have it here. sorry, I think I missed it. Okay, my God sent his angel and he set the mouth of the lion. They have not hurt me because I found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before him, your majesty. So he was very clearly saying, the God who strengthened me, the God has sent his angel to set the lion's mouth, so I have been saved. If you see Nehemiah again, okay, Nehemiah was actually going to build a Jerusalem wall. Okay, he was standing in front of the king. I think you know that, no, those days how this, he was a cupbearer actually, so he was, you know, tasting all the thing which is given to the king. So he is in a very, very important role. Okay, and this guy is standing in front of him. King is asking, "Why are you sad? No, what has happened to him?" And he was, no, he's actually, no, I don't know, like, you can't wait to answer king. Because he was standing in front of king. King is asking something, you have to immediately answer him. But you see here, even in that little gap, you can see here in Nehemiah chapter 2:2-5, on the fourth verse, he says, now the king said to him, what is it you want? Then I prayed to the God of heaven. Then he answered the king, I know, king, I wanted to do this, I wanted to go and build a God. So it's very clear, now even in the small gap, he was finding a strength from God. It's not that, no, he wanted to, you know, just say his own plan and say, no, this is what I'm going to do. No, nothing like that. He wanted to first get a strength from God. Just pray first. Just say, God, strengthen me. God, give me a strength so that I can answer him correctly. So how are we today? No, are we, no, really, no, praying for each and everything? No, are we taking our own decisions? Any decision we make in our life? No, are we just saying, okay, God, I'm going to do this. God, please help me to, no, do it right. God, no, whatever it is, it can be your job decision, it can be your marriage decision, or it can be your study decision, or whatever it is. Now, are we just praying? It's not necessary you have to pray for, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, and before make a decision, at least for a minute. I don't know whether it's a minute or it's a second, where Nehemiah's prayer here. Maybe it is a seconds. Okay, not even a minute. Okay, take that minute for God. Take that seconds for God. Say, God, I'm going to do this. No, before leaving the house. Because now the traffic is very mad nowadays, right? Okay, we don't know whether we'll come back home. Okay, when we go out. Better to say, God, now keep us safe. We are going out, keep us safe, and help us to come back safe. Okay, it's not going to take your time. It's not going to take long time. Just say the prayer before you're going out. Okay, let's see some example from David, the main theme scripture. Okay, so if you see David's life, David was running away from Saul, right? He was running away from Saul, and he was running away for his life. And he went to the Philistines king, and he was there with him for over the year. The time came, these guys have to fight against the Israelites. And these guys were saying, the soldiers of the king were saying, we don't want David to come with us. Because he says, right, there are chances that when we are fighting, he's going to fight against us. He's going to kill among us. It's better not to take him up. So he was asked to go back. So this guy, you know, David is going back to his place where he was living earlier, where his family and his troops' family, everything was there. He's going back and seeing that none of them are there. Okay, they have been captured by Amalekites. and the city was burned. And this guy was going there and seeing, huh, nothing is there. So we see in the Bible, he started crying actually. No, it says, I think, let us see the scripture before I explain it further. It's on 1 Samuel 30, verses, I think I didn't note the scripture yet.
Verses 6,
but if somebody can read, I think 4 to 6. Okay, somehow I missed that scripture to put.
Oh yeah.
I don't have yet, actually. I have to look back. Okay.
Okay. So it says, okay, so David and his man wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives and been captured. So you see here very clearly. No, they were crying. Okay, till the strength is gone. Okay, but you see in the, now after that it says, and they will read through that, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking to
stone him. I don't know how you would feel if somebody is to stone him. Okay, these guys were soldiers with him, and they were the main people, strength for him actually. You know, for any leader, the strength is that people were following him actually, following them or being with them. This time, no, he is also distressed, not that only the soldier's family is gone, even his own family is gone. So he is also the same pain what the other people are going through, he is also going through. Okay, but the scene here is, all these guys want to stone him. Okay, so I think he's kind of left alone. Okay, because there is no support from them, there is no family to support. There is no support from the soldier, he's kind of left alone. So where is he going? He's going to God. His Bible says very clearly, he went to God, it says, David found strength in the Lord is God. No, he went to God. And I think, it is not clearly mentioned what he is, how he got strength. But I think what would have happened is, reading through the Psalms and reading through his life, I think he would have, talked to God saying, God, you saved me from the lion. You saved me from the bear. You saved me, you were able to, I could go and beat Goliath with your help. You helped me, you delivered me from Goliath. So now, so much you have done for me, I'm sure you can strengthen me now. I think he would have just praised God and thanking God, saying, God, whatever you have done in my life till today, I'm sure you can give me back the same strength. So he would have got the strength from God. And he's saying, after that, you can see even David won so much wars for Saul. Okay, so many times he went for Saul and won war for Saul. Okay, so, and even after his life, you can see that, every time he go to war, every time he make any decision, he prays. Okay, even when you see, when he messed up, when Nathan challenged him, immediately goes back to God and the repentance. Immediately he says, God, forgive me, I have done a mistake. So every time we see David, he goes back to God to get his strength back. Okay, so I can relate with this situation, I think 2 years back, and you all know that. But it was very tough for me. I felt like people who are around me, not there anymore. Close relatives or friends, all these things, there for some time, after that nobody was there. We were left alone, me and my wife were left alone. We were like, man, it was very painful. Okay, it was very, very painful. But I was like, slowly I started going to God. I was saying, God, I want you to strengthen me. I know it is tough, but you give me a strength. You give me an understanding. You give me an I think as even Morgan was preaching, I started praying, saying, God, you have given me this peace. You have given me this. So I started thanking God, and that helped me to move on in my life. That really helped me. Okay. So now let's see the couple of Psalms, about David, how he got strength, and how we can also get strength from the scriptures. Let's go to Psalms 46, 1-3. It says, God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its water roar and foam, and the mountains quack with their surrounding. So whatever happens, he says, the strength comes from God, and he will help me. He will deliver me from the trouble. We need to have that attitude. God, whatever happens, you will help me. And you can help me. And it says, Psalms 34:10b, if you see the last verse, it says, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So, even if you go trouble, you will still get strength from God. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that, I will not go to get any trouble. You will get trouble.
Right.
Yeah, because we are human. We all want to get troubles. But he will deliver you from the trouble. That's what it means. And it says in Psalms 32:78, it says, you are my hiding place, you will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
See, 34:17 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. It says very clearly, God says, no, He will rescue from all your troubles. And it says in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be delivered? Okay, and one more Psalm, it's not a Psalm actually, it is there in the 1 Chronicles 16:11. After David came from the war, he settled down his family, you know, everything is kind of getting calm and he's kind of trying to live a normal life. Okay, and he says in the 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continuously. So we have to seek His presence continuously. Like we have to continuously do our exercise. We have to continue to do something to get our gain, physical body gain. Similar way, to keep our faith going, we need to continuously train, right? Not one day or two days. We have to continuously put our effort to get our strength.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say, we want to talk about two examples also now. Okay, I think I have one scripture here. To go back to the previous service. Yeah, just wanted to say that Psalms 9 and 9, it says, no, I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chased me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Mm-hmm. That's what David said. No? He's been running for his life. Mm-hmm. He's been hiding. Okay, he has been chased very badly. But he says, no, I will not die. God will deliver him. That was David's faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's say, just want to share about two examples, one from my Dorothy. If you can switch up a light for a minute, just want to show one. You see the other picture, the other side one. This picture is taken after she got a cancer on 2014. The other picture was taken on March 31st. Hmm. Okay, so the March 11th, doctors told she is going to die. That's it, over. So you have only less than a month or so. And that was before just going to the chemotherapy on 2 August. I think it was Michelle who took it, if I'm not wrong. Okay. So before going, we took, but you can see the smile in her face. Yeah. She was fine. She was like, I'm going. I'm in peace. I'm going to God. I'm okay with that. Yeah. That's a peace. Okay. Yeah. So that is how, when you are in faith. Okay, I think we can switch on the light. Okay. When you have a faith, when you trust that you are going to the right place, you'll be fine. Even when you are dying, that is what is important. Now, I was praying every time I always pray, God, when I die, let me have the similar faith. Let me have comfort that, okay, I'm going to the right place, I'm fine. So, are we ready to meet? That's the thing. No, we want to share one more example. This is a sister from Chennai, her name is Catherine, and that was a very, very good example. So, we'll have Cicely share about her. So, I don't know her much, so...
I feel really great to share about this sister from Chennai. Actually, if you see how she was before, and later if you see, this was her condition. You know, this... she got something, extra growth on her skin. It was very minute, and... But since the family didn't know what to do, they tried different things. And then I don't know what happened, but then later this girl, slowly this it became a wound, and it really affected her whole body. If you see her face, it got so much affected, even her head, on her scalp, and her foot, everything was actually, it was almost like leprosy. But they could not, the doctors could not really find out what exactly was wrong with her. Mm. And she passed away just 2 years back. Mm. Wow. It's really sad. She was such a great example in Chennai Church. And people were really convicted by her life, how she, and the special thing about this girl was she was so faithful, and she, in spite of this thing, she used to come to church no matter what. Her faith was so much in God, and she had so much of pain. You won't believe. I used to visit her. They are not very rich or very a normal, you know, background people. Her father, she has two brothers and elder brothers. But then her father later, looking at her condition, I don't know what happened, he left. He left the whole family and went. And even her brother, older brother, he left. And she was left with her mom and, you know, the other brother who was taking care of her. And she was, I mean, the whole church used to be so proud of her because of her, you know, commitment to church. And she used to always pray, read Bible. Whenever we ask her, how are you feeling, Catherine? She would say, I know I have this pain and I'm going through, I don't feel good about myself, but then I'm really grateful to God and thankful to God. That was her attitude. You know, that was amazing attitudes that she had. And the reason it was in my heart to share about this girl, I don't know why was it, but then I feel really awesome. And she used to have get all these worms in her body. And you can't really go near her and talk to her. There is so much of, you know, she would really smell that, not a pleasant, you know, feeling you would have. But her mom took care of her so well. Mm. And even now, the other day I just wanted to get her pictures. So I just had a talk with her and she was telling about her, that how much she misses. And one thing I really appreciate her mom also, that, you know, she always felt like, she never took her as burden. She cared for her so much, and she even now, you know, she feels like she was never a burden to me. Mm. And it was a joy serving. And she's still, her mother is still faithful in the church. Mm. And I really appreciate, and really I'm glad to share about this girl, because now today I would definitely say she's in heaven because of her attitude towards life and her faith in God. Amen.
I've seen this girl a couple of times. I know her as well, but not like her sister knows. Seen her coming to church with a band-aid in the hand and on her face and covering herself. You can see her, you know, how beautiful she was earlier. Mm-hmm. And you can see, you know, how bad it became. You know, like, you know, with all these wounds, she sang one day in the church. That was with the mic, you see some picture. That's actually if she was singing in the church. She was very, very faithful. She was very, very faithful. She was, till she was not movable condition, she was in church. She was a regular to church. And I know, as she said, no, I have never been close to her, no, because I kind of felt like it's painful for me to see somebody like that. But she was faithful. I acknowledge what she's saying. She was in the church all the time. At least I have seen her coming to church. And I know it is kind of little burden for ourselves, you know. And let's see how Jesus acknowledges God's strength. Okay, so if you see in Lazarus, when Jesus raised Lazarus, and John 11:41-42, he says here, so they took away the stone which was there on the tomb. Jesus asked them to took away it. Then he said, then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. So he was saying, you know, he's acknowledging Jesus, he's acknowledging the God. He's saying, I know you are giving me a strength, I know that very well, but I'm just saying this because the people around here get strengthened. Okay? And you can see here, you know, all his life, he was going back to Jesus, he was praying to God. No, whenever he was in trouble, even when he was predicting about his death to his disciples, you can see the verses on. Can you just move to the next slide, please? Yeah. So you can see here, he says, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this earth. Now it was for this reason, very reason, I came to this earth. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." Okay, so every time, you know, he was in trouble, he was going back to God. was going back to God and saying, God, strengthen me. God, no, help me to overcome this. No, he was just like you and me. Okay, and he was thrown into a lot of trouble when he was predicting. He knows that the reason he has come. That's what he says. I know the reason he came to this earth. He knows. He knows that he is going to go through. But actually, he is going through trouble and he says, God, strengthen me. Only through you I can get strengthened. Okay, even now, no, even in our life, no, we all have to go through the troubles. No, no, we have to ask God, God, strengthen me. God, help me to really, you know, get, you know, go through, you know, move on this arc, move on to the next level. We have to move on, you know, whatever troubles we are going through, we have to cross that. We have to move on that. Okay, the last scripture, last scripture about, you know, God's prayer and prayer in Gethsemane, you see here again, you know, he says, Matthew 26, 39, he says, going to little father, he fell further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you. So he was very clearly saying, it's not my will, but as you will. Even in our life, whatever trouble we are going through, ask God, God, let your will happen, whatever is your will. Okay, so tell Lord, you know, pray about it. I'm not saying don't pray about it, pray about it, ask God to deliver it. But in case you have to go through certain pain, and say, let your will happen. Say, God, yes, I have to go through it and go through it. And God will not give you the pain more than what we can bear. Mm-hmm. The scriptures very clearly says, he will not allow you to go through more than the pain. So trust in him and he will deliver it. Okay, before closing up, I want to wrap up with a couple of things. So what are the things not getting the right strength from the God? Okay, what are the things? So we say, no, not the meaningless long prayers. No, is that not that you have to pray for 24 hours and say, oh, this is where I can get strength. Not that you read a Bible but not practicing it. You can read Bible, okay, you can read, say, no, within a month you can finish the Bible. But if you are not following that, no, is it really going to strengthen you? It's not going to strengthen us. Okay? It's like Nehemiah's prayer. Even a minute prayer can strengthen us. So it's not about how long we are praying. It's not about how many scriptures we are reading. It is not about those things. It is about how much we are following God. No, you can interrupt the, no, you can read the scriptures, you can preach very good sermon, no, you can say a lot of things, you can convict more people. But you are not following. Matthew 7:21-23 says, God will say, I never know you. He will say, I never know you. So there is no point, no, doing miracles or doing all these things. I'm not saying no miracles are wrong. I'm not saying that. Sorry, don't take me wrong. Okay? It is very important that, are we really following God? No? So are we doing things to please people? Or are we doing things to please God? Okay, it's not necessarily you have to say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You can quietly do that. And God will recognize us. So we don't have to get recognized from, you know, people. There is no need, I'm saying, there is no need to get recognized by people. The people who recognized you today, tomorrow they will not recognize you. The people with you today, as a friend, they may not be with you tomorrow. Okay, the life is full of changes. People who are there today with you, tomorrow you will have different friends. We don't know who is your friend the last moment. But God is going to be your friend all the time. Sure. He's not going to change. He's going to be always with you. He's going to be your friend all the time. So it is important that we please him, not the people. We don't want God to say one day, I never know him. That's not going to be a pleasant feeling for us. Yeah? So I don't know, what are the practical ways we can get strength? Okay, I think I can, no, it is important that, no, we love our neighbors. That's what the Bible says very clearly. How we can do that? And it says, making disciples, going extra mile to help people, and denying self to do God's will. These are the important things. How we can do this to strengthen ourselves? Says in Romans 8:13, okay, is that okay? Says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put the death to misdeeds of the body, you will live. Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, make sure we deny ourselves, huh? And go by the Spirit, not by our own feelings. Mm-hmm. And many times, you know, we give up to our feelings. I feel like that. No, I feel like I don't love him. No, I feel like I don't want to fellowship with this person. I feel like, you know, there are a lot of feelings goes on in our mind most of the time. No, we should not give it to the feelings. We have to give it to the Spirit. What the Spirit says, what the Bible says, what God is expecting us to do. That is what important. What is our, no, what our feelings is telling us to do is not important here. We have to led by the Spirit. And also we have to work out our own salvation. Okay, not your spouse is going to save you for salvation. Okay, not your spouse, not your children, not your mom and dad or anybody else. Okay, it is ourselves. We need to work our salvation. Okay, Rachel is smiling, looking at Mark. Okay, so Philippians 2, 12 to 13, if you read. Says, therefore, my friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now, much more in my absence. It says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will you to will and to act to fulfill His good purpose. So it says very clearly, no, it's God who works in our life. So we need to allow Him to work. That is important, no? So if you restrict, no, if you say, no, I don't want to hear God, no, I don't want to do that, no, if you restrict that, then He will not be able to work in our life. We need to allow Him to work in our life. We need to just leave the Spirit to lead us in whatever we do. That will help us to get strength. That will only, give you strength. That will lead you to the heaven. That is what is important. Okay, so end of the day, we all are going to die one day. We don't know, maybe later, maybe 100 years or 120 years, I don't know. I think God said 120 years, the maximum is 120, I think. Okay, so, but, no, are we going to make it to heaven? That is what is important. Okay, so let us focus and get a strength from God. And, just let me finish up with Matthew 5, 43 to 47. Okay, what is the expectation? Okay, that is what I am going to just read. What is that God expecting us? Okay, so 43 to 47, it says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So, if we lead, the Holy Spirit to lead us, we will follow these things. We will greet everybody here. Not only here, even we go outside, even in the office. Okay, not only in God's presence. God is there everywhere, sorry. Only when you are in the church or when you are only with the disciples. Okay, we can be two people, right? We can be here very holy, nice, gentle, all these things. But when you go out, we can be a totally different person. So we have to be everywhere same. We need to make sure we are following what God is saying. Okay, let us pray. Let us follow Jesus' examples. Let us get strength from God so that we can live a holy life. Amen.